The following audio blog contains spoilers for the film Run Lola Run. I really like this movie Run Lola Run. I haven't seen it in a long time, but I do think about it these days. The movie takes place in three acts, and what we see is the sort of same mission that Lola is trying to engage in unfold in three separate ways due to minor changes at the beginning of each way. In the first two acts, or the first two iterations, Lola is killed at the end of her adventure. One time she's shot, the second time she's run over by a truck, or vice versa. And at the end of each of these iterations, there's a flashback to earlier on in her life. She's lying in bed with her boyfriend Manny, the person for whom she's going on these crazy adventures for and trying to get this money for. And they talk about their kind of love for each other, and it's like it seems like post-coital talk that's somewhat playful and humorous, and also sad and bleak in its own way, both because of the nature of the conversations, but also because we know where this relationship is heading, based on the first two iterations. It's heading towards death and tragedy. And at the end of one of the flashbacks, it zooms in on Lola's face as she's lying on the ground in her last minutes of life. And she looks up at the sky and she says something along the lines of, "But I'm not ready to go yet." And I always thought that was such a tragic saying, you know. Here is a woman who is at the peak of her physical fitness, at the prime of her life, in love, shot dead, run down, all of a sudden. And she looks up at the sky and she says, "I'm not ready to go yet." There is a sense of fighting against the inevitability of fate prevalent throughout the film, or the idea that fate, you know, in some ways makes fools of us all, because these tiny changes can lead us to such vastly different outcomes. And in that statement, when she says, "I'm not ready to go yet," it's her raging against this this machine that she's found herself a part of. I'm not ready to go yet. It's you know, the movie is mostly fun video game structure, but there is so much tragedy in those words. I'm not ready to go yet. Sometimes I feel the same way.